Is public transportation popular in China? For many people in China, public transport is absolutely essential, especially for migrant workers who need to return to their hometown at Chinese New Year. Without trains and buses, they wouldn't be able to visit their family and would be stuck far from home. For the middle class in China, however, public transport is not popular. In many people's eyes, taking a bus or a train is a sign that you are not very successful. People who can afford it prefer to drive their own private cars, which is a sign of wealth. Many people also choose not to use public transport because it's often overcrowded, uncomfortable, unreliable, and much slower than traveling by car or motorbike. Many buses don't even have air conditioning in the hot summer months and are freezing cold in the winter. What can be improved in public transport services? The public transport in China has improved a lot in recent years, especially the train network, which is one of the best in the world. The fast trains connect most major cities in the country, and we are building more and more train lines every year. Unfortunately, the cost of train tickets is higher than ever, and many poorer people have to save for months in order to afford to buy tickets home during Spring Festival. I think the government should put more tax on private car owners so they can make train tickets cheaper for migrant workers and other poor people. In some countries, public buses are free for people to use, which encourages people not to use their cars every day. And I think that this is a good idea for China too. Although people here don't like to take the bus, people also love to get things for free. So this could help reduce traffic congestion in busy cities. What leisure facilities can be used by people of all ages? I don't think we should focus so much on people's age, because I don't think your age should determine what you can and can't do. In reality, I think that people of all ages can do most leisure activities. Children, teenagers, adults, and even senior citizens could all enjoy using a wide range of leisure facilities, such as public libraries, swimming pools, running tracks, basketball courts, cinemas, restaurants, and parks. Of course, there are some facilities that are only suitable for adults, like bars, KTV, and nightclubs, and children should never be allowed into these places. Do young people in your country like to go to the cinema? Many young people in China love to go to the cinema with their friends. Not only can they enjoy the latest blockbuster movie on a huge screen with amazing quality sound, they can also buy a range of delicious snacks like hot dogs, candy, and popcorn to eat during the movie to increase their enjoyment. On the other hand, the older generations don't enjoy going to the cinema as much as their children. They think that the price of the tickets and the snack food is unreasonable, especially as they can usually find the same movies online and watch them at home for free. Moreover, watching a movie in the cinema is a bit inconvenient. If you need to go to the bathroom, you might miss an important part of the movie, and the air conditioning in cinemas is a bit too cold for some people.